One of the great things about being a scientist, I get up every morning and I walk out the door, I head over to the lab, and my day will be different than it was yesterday and it'll be different again tomorrow. But every morning I get up, there's the potential that we'll have a discovery in the lab that day that could change our thinking and maybe even all of humankind. And those days are fantastic. It's the sort of thing that you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning with an idea and you've got to get out of bed and scribble it down. There are times when we're on a run with an experiment where you don't sleep for a few days because it's just too exciting and things are just super cool. I'm John Fox. I'm a professor of pediatrics and neuroscience at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx in New York City. I also serve as the co-director of the Rose F. Kennedy Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Research Center.
And how did you find yourself working in science, or why science and why the brain in particular?
I went to the US originally, having studied English and history at University College, but I went there on a track and field scholarship to run 800 meters. And while I was there studying, one of the nice things about coming from a place where I already had done quite a lot of university study was that I could really take a sample of courses from the menu. And in the process, I ended up taking physiological psychology, which is essentially neuroscience 101. And it really floated my boat. So I resolved at the time that if I ultimately ever had to get a real job outside of running, I'd go back and see if I could figure out how to work in neuroscience.
So the concept of the brain often seems to go hand in hand with the idea of intelligence. Do you think intelligence is a useful concept, or is it an effective measure in society or in science?
So the question of intelligence is a really interesting one, and it's one that I suppose neuroscientists get asked about all the time. And what I'd say is, in some ways, I almost reject the concept of intelligence as it currently exists in the world popular press. My guess is that when we talk about intelligence, most people are thinking Newton and Einstein and great academics and, you know, maybe Coleridge and Shakespeare and so on. But at the same time, this idea of intelligence, I think it should be defined much more broadly. Take a great footballer, take Lionel Messi. You know, perhaps Lionel Messi wouldn't be great at deriving differential equations. Maybe he would be, but I'm guessing he spent far more time developing a much more fundamental and important skill to him. But when you see what he can do with his body, his ability and so on, Michael Jordan's another example. So intelligence comes in many guises and many forms. And I think that what we have to do is in some ways reject the current concept, the popular concept of intelligence. Now, it's not to say that every single person on the planet could be Shakespeare or every single person on the planet could be Messi. Clearly, those things are not possible. But I would say that the vast majority of people on the planet have the intrinsic ability to be pretty damn good at something. There are so many domains in which humans can express their potential, their neural potential. Perhaps if you don't have the writing gene, maybe you have the football gene. Perhaps if you don't have the football gene, maybe you have the draftsmanship gene and so on. But the abilities, intelligence comes in all forms. So in some ways, I reject the question. Sorry, Dr. Roach.
It's perfectly okay. Equally, do you think the label of genius or pointing to someone as a genius is perhaps an unhelpful label?
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, I suppose it's not going to go out of the vernacular, but I do think it's a somewhat unhelpful term. The idea that somebody has striven for a huge proportion of their life to be exquisitely good at something certainly confers some status on that person. And if you want to call that genius, then that's fine. But I'd put it to you that there's genius in everybody. It's just a question of whether they're going to apply themselves long and hard enough to express it. That's really where it goes.